the messages on screen will be updated as the information becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we're ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
Jingle bells.
Man, it was getting nutty in the podcast piles before this started, man.
We were making up some Christmas songs.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to get you a CD pretty soon.
Hopefully it'll be on iTunes. Hot 100 pretty soon.
Weekly Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem in the Top 100. We have Casual Preppers with their hit, Santa on His Knees.
Gonna get slick, gonna get dark, gonna get...
Okay. Cameron, what's happening today, buddy?
Well, speaking of Christmas...
Yeah.
This episode is all about the Christmas time.
It is. We're feeling the spirit.
So we found 12 beautiful items that we think would be really good Christmas presents for your loved one, your loved prepper one.
Yeah, if he's a prepper, if she's a prepper, if it's a prepper, you can get them good stuff.
Yeah, so we got a little list for you. We'll talk about
it. 12 Days of Prepper Christmas Part 12. Anyways, guys, but today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And I got to say, we probably should have just picked TacPack as one of our 12.
Well, it's a given.
You know what I mean?
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Get them for Christmas.
Yeah,
that's
you really should.
That's a perfect gift.
It's perfect. You can't come up
these
with anything
These guys have to be losing money with what they put in those.
I don't know how they do it.
It's like the knife is the box.
They use Christmas magic.
It really is.
I don't know how they do it.
Check them out.
Listener reviews starts now.
All right.
Listener review.
This is a nice little review. This one was actually on the Kindle book on Amazon, Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
5 stars. It says, since they keep a good sense of humor and don't take themselves too seriously.
This is all correct.
Yeah, it's from Jason Crawford. He probably lives in Georgia or something like that. I don't know. Shit, I don't know.
Wisconsin, I don't know.
I don't know. Minnesota.
West Virginia.
One of the states in the United States.
Somewhere in there.
What he says is, man, where do I start? Question mark. I mean, he starts with a question. He says, this book is a must read for anyone who has any interest in prepping or survivalist hobbies. You're correct, man. The important aspect of the book is that unlike most prepper authorities, Cam and Kobe aren't the pretentious multi-tools that many beginners encounter. I've read or listened to several clowns. I think it says clowns here. I'm missing this thing. I can't
read it.
It
says clowns.
Okay. Who think less of those who aren't jumping in with both feet or ask questions they consider beneath them to acknowledge. Not the casual preppers, fellas. Mm-mm. Since they keep a good sense of humor and don't take themselves too seriously, they are approachable to the newbie. They have excellent ideas on all facets of the prepping lifestyle. Bonus stuff in that they introduce their listeners to stuff like TacPack. In parentheses, it says, loved mine.
Smart man.
Yeah. And BattleBox. In short, there is absolutely no excuse or reason to not have this book in your arsenal.
I completely agree.
Yeah, well done, Jason.
Well done.
From Idaho. we appreciate that. If you guys want to be part of this, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, and go to the book on Amazon. Leave us a 5-star review. Make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
At
Tack underscore
Pack.
Yeah, we said, you know what? We love our friends over at Tack Pack. We're going to shout them out. They got a really cool Instagram page, actually. They always have the coolest freaking firearms. They've always got cool pictures of
them. Their pictures are always sweet.
Yeah. So go check them out because it's kind of cool to see cool pictures of guns.
It's kind of cool to see how amazing they are.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a mad, mad world.
Yeah. You go, man. Go.
Did you put a bunch of stuff on here I haven't seen before?
No.
Okay.
Why?
So,
are you confused?
I must have put a different one than I thought. So, the volcano.
Yeah.
The Bali volcano.
Mm.
So, if you live around, you know, when I lived in Portland, I always thought about one of those volcanoes going off. I'm like, Mount Hood can explode.
Yeah.
Or Mount St. Helens. It's just kind of one of those things that when it happens, you got to get on out.
Yeah. It's volcanoes just like, are scary.
Like, those things always freak me out. But yeah, anyway.
Every time I'm next to a volcano, I get all nervous and stuff.
But yeah, in Bali, this volcano erupted. It's been like, how many decades? I can't remember. Sorry. Sorry about that. Tens of thousands of stranded tourists had to get on out.
Yeah.
So one, being a tourist and having a natural disaster.
Yeah.
You got to have your packable EDC gear.
You do, yeah.
And, you know, have a plan. Get out of there. They evacuated like 38,000 people from the area and, you know, dealing with the clouds of ash and smoke and all that, it just would be a crappy situation.
It really would.
And there's, you know, there's a bunch of volcanoes in those touristy areas. Mm-hmm. So
I bet none of them had anti-magma boots. Not one of them. Idiots.
Pretty sure.
I'd have mine.
Get my magma suit on.
I brought my magma suit just in case.
Liquid hot magma.
Yeah. That was fantastic. Thank you, Cameron.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of freaky.
So this story, it's not really as much of a Mad Mad World as it is, whoa, this is nuts. I don't know if you read this story. There was a Bryan Head fire. This is in southern Utah.
No,
did
I didn't.
Did you hear about this?
No, I did not.
So officials uncover survivalist explosive-filled bunkers and makeshift cabins.
Oh, my God.
So there was a...
Utah?
Yeah, yeah. So, a wildfire that burned 71,000 acres in southern Utah this summer led firefighters and other officials to uncover several explosive-filled bunkers hidden near makeshift cabins illegally built by a survivalist on public land. So, this dude had these cabins for 30 years, and nobody had found them.
Wow.
Up in the mountains, and, you know, southern Utah, you know how big that, I mean, it's just wide open.
And that,
that
fire was massive.
So he had, like, a bunch of different cabins. I think he said he had, like, 8 cabins or something.
Oh, man. I felt bad for the guy. Lost all of his explosives.
7 or 8 structures, 4 of which were cabins with bunkers hidden nearby.
Holy crap.
Most contained explosives and food storage. And then he had like...
Well, those are my two top.
I know, exactly.
Number one, explosives. Number two, water.
Yeah. And he had like grenades that he had made. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is nuts. But anyways...
No, I didn't hear anything.
He's like, yeah, those are mine. And this is like... I don't know how old he was, but it's nuts, man.
Wow.
Anyways, mad, mad world out there.
Should have tested him out. Should have stayed down in there while the fire burned.
Yeah, see if I can make it.
It should hold up and build it
that far. There. So anyways, that was cool, huh?
That's crazy. Yeah, yeah. That is a mad, mad world out there. It's mad, mad Utah.
No doubt, no doubt.
Well, let's do this.
So,
Merry Christmas.
12 days of prepper Christmas, just in time for Christmas. we did this last year, and we found like 12 items that we thought were really cool for any prepper or survivalist or just people who like outdoor stuff and survival stuff, right?
Right, right.
So we're going to go down through 12 items that we love, and...
Maybe you guys will find that you love them, too, and want to go buy them.
Exactly.
We're not getting anything out of this. We just found them.
They're just
awesome, awesome items.
Yeah.
So number one, this one, I found it real close to my heart.
Yeah, you did.
So this one's for all of you countermeasure lovers.
Yeah.
This is a flare porn site, basically. So, if you haven't checked out True Flare, TRUFLARE, that's how you spell flare.
FLARE, okay.
True without an E. They have, like, multiple types of flares.
Yeah.
Like, and one of them, this little launcher is like a pin-sized launcher, and it has just a little flare cap.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's, like, super small, and... They have a flare that has like a sparkler trail. They have
a flare
that, like, when it gets up, it just like explodes like a big loud boom instead of just a regular.
Yeah.
And then they have one that whistles all the way up.
Whoa.
Pretty cool. And then they have they have all different colors, you know, green, white, red.
Yeah.
So they have all these different types of flares. They also have shotgun flares. So a shotgun shell that's a flare.
That's a flare.
So freaking cool.
Wow.
And they have all those varieties. They have like the sparkler one, and man, I'm just drooling talking about it.
Oh my gosh, man!
Pretty cool. You know, you don't have to have this fancy flare gun. It's just like this little pen-sized one.
Yeah,
even more convenient are the shotgun shells.
Yeah, I mean, if you're out hunting or something, you might as well have one.
That's exactly what they made them for.
You know?
I think these guys are in Canada, but check out their website. Their video is interesting.
Is it?
It's like they didn't do any like B-roll. They put four different films in one film. So you're like seeing them like talk about the list, and at the bottom corner they're shooting the flare, and the top corner they have a picture of it. But it shows you all the different types, and they're really pretty well priced.
Interesting,
so,
yeah.
If you love countermeasures like me and you want to fill a stocking full of them, check out trueflare.com.
Trueflare. That's interesting. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
We should get us a couple of those.
I want one. I want one. Really should. To go shoot them off.
I know.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
They're basically a firework.
Yep.
So,
first day of Christmas.
There's mine. Trueflare.
Wonderful.
Check it out.
Wonderful. So, this one is kind of ridiculous, honestly. The survival capsule. Did you look at this at all?
I didn't. So, I was kind of interested in hearing what you got to say about it.
Oh, my gosh. It's pretty crazy. You can go check them out at survival-capsule.com. And the problem with this is I can't find any prices on any of this stuff.
I know. I had a hard time finding
you prices. Have to, like, contact them. And I wasn't going through all that crap, guys. Things. It ain't worth it. But basically what these are, so what this says is the survival capsule can be your own personal lifesaver in case of a natural disaster.
So is it like a survival cache?
No, it's a capsule that you get inside.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think I have seen some of these.
It's like a round ball that you get in.
Is it reflective?
No. They have orange ones. They have different sizes, so.
Doesn't it look like the ride at the park? Like
kind of the round
the slingshot one?
Yeah, but it's enclosed. Yeah. So it says, designed to withstand the devastating force of a tsunami.
A tsunami.
Tsunami. Hurricanes, tornadoes, and earthquakes.
I did actually see those.
Gosh. This pod is a must-have in zones of heightened risk.
Could you imagine just floating out in the sea? I hope nobody sees me.
You know, can you imagine being at home and it's like, a hurricane coming, get in the damn capsule. You just get in the garage and get in the capsule.
You just have like everybody chained in like six capsules just bouncing around.
I know. Well, they actually make bigger ones. They make some that are like up to 10 people.
Wow.
I think. Let me see. See, that's what they look like. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Check that out. I don't know if you can see this on the YouTube, but that's what she looks like.
It looks like one of those balls outside of Target.
Oh, yeah, it kind of does, huh? And so they have a GPS system on all of them. They come with room for food and water supplies inside.
I wondered, how did you get located? Is it the GPS? Like, do they have a signal?
Yeah, there's some sort of like locator signal on them.
Because I was like, you know, you'd float and get trapped under a building and be there for like 6 months.
God, what the
hell?
This
wasn't a good idea.
Okay, so the smallest size can fit 2 people. The biggest one has space for 10.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's nuts, huh? So I just thought it was interesting. I mean, really, it's crazy. But it's just kind of a cool item that you should go check out.
Yeah.
Check them out at Survival Capsule, survival-capsule.com. They got a bunch of different products that they make. It's pretty interesting. Really, man. But, like it really looks like a ride inside.
It does.
They
got, like
the five-point harness and everything inside, you know? Oh, jeez.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Cool.
So anyway, Survival Capsule.
That's a sweet one.
Second day of Christmas.
Definitely somebody should get one of those for Christmas.
Yeah, and send us some video of it or something. Because that's amazing.
So, number three, I had... Basically, if you're super lazy and I need a 72-hour survival kit and you haven't put all together, you know, a knife and some MREs and flashlights, you can actually
I would hope that most of our listeners.
I would too.
But they're really.
But I'm just saying.
But they might have people they know that are
this
too
would,
lazy.
This would be a good gift to give that stupid neighbor down the street.
Yeah, or your brother-in-law
or
something.
He hasn't done anything worthful. Whatever that is.
He hasn't done worthful things.
So, there's two different... So, the bcbadventure.com, they have a 72-hour survival bucket.
Mm.
So, in that, you know, it's basically like one of your like food storage buckets.
Yeah.
5-gallon or 6-gallon, whatever. But inside, it's packed full of, like, you know, it has, like, a poncho.
Vitamins, minerals.
And, it has probably some oxygen absorbers.
Yeah.
But it has just all that, like, little stuff that, you know, you would take camping, but both use as survival.
Yeah.
Weenie roasters.
Mm-hmm.
It has some, like, water purification tabs and things like
that.
It's well put together. If you look at a lot of the items they have in there, it's... It'll get you by 72 yeah. hours. So if you want more than just food, you mm-hmm. want gear and stuff, if you know, you could just throw it in your bug out truck if you
yeah.
have prepared a bug out truck but not your 72 hour kit makes yeah. a lot of sense.
I got this bug out vehicle, I gotta put some shit in it.
Yeah. But you know, if you took more members and you had yeah. one, it'd be pretty cool. So the BCB Adventure one, I think they're out of Great Britain or something.
BCB.
But they, it looks like a little lower quality. Yeah. You know, they just threw whatever crap they found out of the Army surplus stores.
Yeah, yeah. Nice, grill all that stuff. Dump it in
there. So the 72 is actually super fancy. Really well thought out. I mm-hmm. think that the guy that put the bag together is like a, you know, an adventurer. He's like hiked Mount Everest. He's done all
what?
These like different, yeah.
That's a high.
So
hike.
He's like tested all of this gear and knew what he wanted to put together.
Yeah.
So the bag itself, it's called the shell. It's like a durable, it's like a hard kind of waterproof packet.
Shell?
Yeah. It's really weird. It's not like hard plastic. It's mm. like a Kevlar. It has like an exoskeleton type of thing.
Man, this is.
It's high tech.
Whoa.
So the bag itself has like built-in attachments for flashlights and stuff.
Wow.
So you can, you know, have hands free. Yeah. And it has like little hidden pouches all over in it, and they're waterproof. And it'll also hold air in it, so you can actually like use it as an inflatable to like
flotation
cross a river.
Device.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just the bag, and then inside it's got like really nice gear. It's got some really fancy whistles.
Usual top of the line whistle, boy.
This whistle ain't gonna blow out on you. You're not gonna blow it two times and be broken. It's got, you know, better like. Food bars, they've done like calorie counting and everything like mm-hmm. that for the 72 hours, and it's got a Sawyer air water filter, which
ooh,
is
yeah.
obviously they thought this one through.
Yeah, they thought about it.
The price on these is like $350.
Okay.
For a packed bag. Like it has all the stuff in it. Or you can get the shell, just the bag, which is pretty cool for like $100.
That's not bad.
But check them out. 72. So think 72 hours, but spell it out and then put a number 2 at the bottom.
Oh, this is freaking hard to remember.
So 70
uh-huh.
as the word and then a 2.
2. Okay.
So
that's a good little present.
It actually
though,
is really
maybe.
Yeah, if you really wanted to go nice and
yeah.
you know, let somebody know you care about them and you want them to live for 72 hours.
Yeah.
This is the way to do it.
Fantastic.
So anyway, you
love
can
it.
You can get real lazy and just buy a 72 hour kit.
Interesting.
Done.
I like it. So, the fourth day of Prepper Christmas, I have been really, really looking for a fantastic survival watch for a long time. They're all just, like, super expensive.
They are.
And the one I found is still pretty, it's not cheap at all. You know, it's $500. But I want it.
But still.
Yeah.
A survival watch versus an Apple Watch, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So,
you get a digital watch that pretty much is going to break.
Yeah, so a lot of people have probably used these types of watches, but I just think they're cool. I think they're fun, and I think they can be useful in a survival situation. But the one I've been looking at is the Suunto Traverse Alpha.
I didn't know they made a watch, which is cool.
Oh, really? They do. They make
I thought
lots
they just
of watches.
Make compasses.
No, they make a lot of watches, actually.
Huh.
Yeah, they're pretty big in the survival watch game. Or
oh,
the,
that's cool.
Yeah. So this one is actually it's kind of specifically built for hunting and fishing, which is kind of cool. So it has auto shot detection on it, which is weird. So like,
yeah, so what is that?
So if you're out hunting and you shoot.
It shuts off.
Shoot a gun. No, it doesn't shut off. It shoots, oh, no, I'm done. I'm
nope, I don't want to be ticking on distracted deer.
No, it marks your spot on the GPS and everything where
oh,
you shot
wow.
from.
So like so, you're tracking your
yeah,
game?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's cool.
And then you go out to where you shot your animal is and you hit another button and then you can see like
wow,
yardage and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, elevation
that
change.
That's pretty fancy.
Yeah, it's cool. Has GPS, obviously. It has sunrise, sunset, moon phase calendars, altimeters, barometers, compass. Has a storm alarm jeez. On it. Yeah, it has tons of really cool
storm
stuff.
Alarm.
Yeah, it's going to rain. What's going on? Oh, it's just going to storm.
Don't worry, you got a little rain at 3 o'clock.
My watch is just storm alarms going off. I'm going to put on a sleeper.
Like the tornado.
It's got a snooze button. Let's see. Hit that.
Going to shoot something. Oh, got rain clouds coming in. I better hurry.
Yeah. But anyways, that's pretty cool. Yeah, they're $4.99. You can actually just get it on Amazon. Kind of a cool little watch.
That is really cool.
I want one pretty dang bad.
Now I do. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas to me.
I know, no kidding. Have you seen what they look like?
No.
I'll have to click on that link. I'll show you Pit Year.
Let me click on that link.
Yeah, I mean, they're not crazy, like, fancy looking or anything like that.
Like carrying an actual grandfather watch?
No, man, it's just a watch, bro.
Wow, that is pretty dang cool.
I like it. I think they're pretty well.
It's good looking,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Nice.
YouTubers right
check
there.
Check her out.
Check her out, YouTubers. Anyways, yeah, cool.
That's sweet.
Yep.
Yeah, half the stuff you can find on Amazon.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. On a fifth day of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So the have you looked at the Benjamin Pioneer Airbow?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, it's bad looking. It looks like a gun you'd find on, like, RoboCop or something.
Yeah.
It looks all futuristic. So this thing, I like it because it's way more compact than a crossbow.
Okay.
But it still shoots at 450 feet per second.
Oh, maybe I have seen that.
Oh, it's bad looking.
Oh,
so I really want one of these. So the thing gets pumped full of air, and with that, you can shoot 8 shots.
Yeah.
And so to prepare the bow, like you stick the bolt in,
uh-huh.
and it just has like a lever on the back. You just click it, and
oh,
it's
okay.
ready to go. So you don't need to pull the drop.
There's no pull.
So you can load really fast.
That's pretty cool.
You get 8 shots in the tank, and then you've got and you know it's more compact. It's lightweight. You can put a scope on it. You know it's just like a crossbow, but super slim.
Yeah.
I mean it's a bad looking thing.
And you don't have to pull back.
And it's really pretty quiet. So you've got like a silenced. But rifle, I mean, it's and then you got replaceable ammo, you know.
That's pretty cool.
It's freaking cool. So it's on Amazon. It's about, what was it, 650?
$679.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a good crossbow is going to run you 400 or more plus.
Yeah.
But this thing,
it just runs off of the CO2.
I think that's, because it doesn't pump. I think you get 8 shots out of the CO2 and then you replace it.
Okay.
But, man, so cool. They even have videos of it.
What the hell?
Bringing down buffalo and everything.
I think you can use a hand. This saying you should buy a hand pump with it.
Maybe it does
what
pump
the
up.
Hell?
I thought it had a tank in it.
I don't know, man. We'll have to look at that.
But
that's
I want one because it is a great survival tool for a prepper, you know.
No, that's cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It'd be
so much fun to shoot.
Oh,
good gracious,
fun.
Man.
It looks so cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check out on Amazon or go to Crossman. It's got the Crossman Benjamin Pioneer Airbow.
That's interesting.
Pretty freaking bad.
Yeah, that's cool stuff
so,
there.
It's one thing I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Hope my wife's listening.
I doubt it, buddy.
Yeah,
I wish she was listening,
too.
But I don't think she is.
Powered by 3,000 pounds of compressed air, filled by an external air tank or hand pump.
Wow, so you can just fill up the...
Yeah, that's what
that's
you get eight
cool.
shots out of it. So you
that's
don't have
really
to be
cool.
a...
Yeah, very cool.
Anyway. Pretty sweet.
All right, so the sixth day of Christmas. This one is wizardry, like you said. Huh? Yeah. Uh-huh. Wizardry. The Fontys self-filling water bottle.
This sounds like something Merlin, wizard.
This is some Harry Potter shit
I'm interested because this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so this is, it's really weird. So it's a bottle, and then how it comes is wrapped in a solar panel. Okay, so you pull off this solar panel.
So it's like condensation that's...
Yeah, it basically... So you plug in the solar panel, and there's a little piece on the top of this thing that basically sucks in the air.
Oh,
and there's
no
a piece
kidding?
That cools it.
What?
And so what it does is it takes the moisture right out of the air, and it fills up your bottle. In like an hour or so, your bottle's full.
Wow, that's
depending
amazing.
Depending on the, you know, the amount of humidity in the air.
Wow.
It's insane, dude.
That is, that's crazy.
Yeah. I was watching this video going, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, who the freak would thunk
real?
You could get it out of the air?
Yeah. I can't find a price yet.
Well, you got to go find a river? Yeah. How much to get it out of the air?
Yeah. I mean, it could be like $9,000 for this
it
one bottle, but I can't find a price anywhere, but you can find them.
Wow, I want one.
Yeah. So Fontys self-filling water bottles. And also it has like a little battery on it, so I think you can actually like charge your... some devices and stuff as well.
Man, that's awesome. Because
you
got that solar power,
the solar
huh?
thing, yeah.
So the solar power is running that little fan compressed thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, so there's a video on their website and stuff. Let me see if I can find out this website real quick.
So as long as you're in a place with sun.
Exactly, yeah. Fontys, F-O-N-T.
And air.
us.at is where you can find them. And it has all the different products that they make. And, oh, man.
I want one bad.
It is, yeah. It's really
cool. That's really pretty cool.
We might have to contact them and see if we can get one for review because that's freaking insane, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, anyways.
Cool.
That's very cool, isn't it?
Well, hey, real quick, I just wanted to give a little shout-out to Survival Boxes, our sponsor. So,
what up, Survival Boxes?
The only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next outdoor adventure.
Mm-hmm.
There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today and start getting Survival Boxes delivered to your door every month, especially the month of Christmas.
Yep.
No contracts, cancel anytime. Use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
Yeah, man. I can't.
We're kind of in love with them.
Yeah, I just can't. They are so good.
Yeah.
What they do really, really well.
They do. This would be a sweet gift to be given. Here's 3 months of survival boxes, man, for you or something like that.
Even a month. I mean, a month of...
A trial of just to see what they got in them.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you're looking if you have somebody that's looking to start their food storage and stuff like that, or just their basic survival supplies, get the mixed box that gets you the survival supplies plus the food storage. I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah. Check out Survival Boxes. No, they are awesome.
No better way to spend your money, son. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS.
Yep. So on the seventh day of Christmas, I was given a water lily.
You were?
Turbine. Oh. So I think last time I talked about one of those little water turbines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that one's even available, but this one I think is superior. Mm-hmm. So the water lily turbine is, it's not just water. It's actually like a little fan. So you can generate power by wind. Can generate power if you drop it in a river, and you also get a hand crank.
Wow.
So three different ways to charge this little battery, and then from that you can charge your cell phones, you can charge lights and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's awesome. You can tow it behind like watercraft, you can just drop it in the river while you're sleeping at night, and it just sits and spins and generates power for you. And then from that, you can you can connect lights, charge your phone,
right?
Charge your whatever,
Yeah. So it has a little battery and whatnot.
Yeah.
Attached.
Yep.
I'm guessing.
So you got three different ways to charge, which is pretty impressive to have all.
Yeah.
Like I want one because, you got those hand cranks. Have you ever hand cranked?
Oh yeah.
Freaking sucks.
It does.
Can barely get any power.
Yeah.
Out.
I mean, it's useful when you need it. Obviously.
Yeah.
Like the KTOR one that we have, the little hand crank.
I'm glad
USB,
I have one because
those are fantastic. Because one day
you will definitely, as long as you have arms,
you're good to go. Yeah,
you can still do it.
So it's always nice to have that option, but it's also very nice to have all those other options as well.
Right,
obviously.
Right. So it's $159.
That's it.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
That's pretty good, man.
And it also includes the following accessories. You get a 25 foot of 550 paracord, two stainless steel carabiners, rechargeable 2600 milliamp battery, and 4 300 millimeter stainless steel lanyards.
2600 milliamps. That's not like a large.
It's not a big battery. No. Most of those kind of little compact ones that you charge your cell phone off from, 2600.
That's about what they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like 2600.
I don't like 2600 milliamp or
something. What's that battery you got over there? I don't like 2600 milliamp.
By the looks of it, it's about 2600 milliamp.
Same joke, different.
Take that, recycling jokes, bastards.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you got to pay $20 extra for the hand cranker.
Oh, well, I'd be.
But
worth
still,
it
$150 is.
So, where do you find this?
You just go to waterlilyturbine.com.
Okay.
And it's really, I think pretty genius design, and a lot cheaper than most of those, you know, that are using wind and water power. So.
Yeah, those and not a lot of them haven't really panned out. They've been kind of like they've had websites around for a while. They haven't really come out. Kickstarters have failed, or they did. I don't know. There's just so many of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I guess I should. The wind speed required 6.7 miles per hour. So that's every single day here in Vernal.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So
that's no problem there.
That's no doubt.
No doubt.
And then
doubt.
Water flow 0.7 mile per hour. Pretty much.
Yeah.
You can pee into it and get that power generated.
sitting there taking a whiz on it.
So anyway, yeah, check it out. They are pretty freaking cool.
I'm trying to charge my phone, man.
I need to look something up.
Yeah, so all right. On the eighth day of Christmas, I have Hydro Heat.
Sounds interesting.
Well, we've talked about this before. We've actually, remember, we saw it at PrepperCon
this year. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought about adding that.
Yeah, we talked about it, but I thought, man, I got to put this on here.
The name of it.
Because it's kind of, it's such a cool little product. So what this is you get these little Hydro Heat. They're like
a fancy little chem pack.
Yeah, like a they have the chem pack, but then you also have the thing that it goes in. What the heck do you call that? I don't even know. The cooker. It's basically the cooker. It's a cooker. Damn it. That's what you call it.
What do we call this? Let's call it the cooker.
What do we do with it? Well, we cook things, and so I thought we could call it the cooker.
Hey, this is genius. Hey, Donnie, this is genius. What do you want to call it? This part's a cooker. This part's a water container.
Yeah. So, yeah, so you get the little cooker, and it's
I was fascinated by these.
Yeah.
Even BattleBox fascinated
they
by
were,
them.
Man.
Maybe.
I can't believe they haven't had these in a box
yet. I wouldn't doubt they've reached out to them. Because remember they said they've like got their boxes like a year in advance. I'm thinking maybe they're working on it.
Yeah, I want to talk to Daniel about that.
I would love one.
Yeah. So the cooker's $24.99. That's really relatively cheap. And then you can get 10 heat packs for $13.99.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
I thought the pack would be like 10 bucks.
I did too, yeah. So you get 10 of them for 14 bucks. So what it is, it's like this little chem pack. You put some water in the bottom of the cooker, drop in the chem pack, put the lid on, boom.
It's crazy. It's like immediate, like,
steam
and stuff belching out.
So what happens is the water activates that heat pack and it heats your food. Or drinks or whatever it is, between 150 and 175 degrees from anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But how it does it is with no flame, no smoke, no light.
In your tent, your bunker.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about killing yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, there's not going to be any harmful chemicals
or anything like
that.
Yeah, I was pretty amazed by them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like instantly pretty dang hot.
It was,
like you cook your ramen in no time.
No time at all, son. So,
a box of ramen, you got a deal.
Yeah. I'll buy it if you put in a box of chicken flavored ramen.
You got any shrimp flavor?
Nobody eats that. Shrimp flavor, come on.
I know.
Who eats shrimp flavored ramen?
Dang, shrimp flavor.
Damn, all the guy left is shrimp flavor.
You got any caviar flavors? Top ramen.
I want me some salmon flavored ramen.
Where's your bison flavor?
Bison. I like beefalo ramen.
Beefalo. Dang. Yeah.
Dang, son.
It's getting way exotic.
Yeah.
Dang. You got any of that?
Where you going?
Any of that goose?
Goose.
Okay.
I like antelope flavored ramen. I like to mix the antelope and the chicken together.
Oh, dang. They got coconut today.
Coconut. Yeah, anyways.
Okay.
So check out Hydro Heat. You can check them out at beprepared.com/Hydro Heat.
Be prepared. Be prepared. Okay. So, this is number 8.
This is number 9.
This is number 9.
It shows because there's a 9
before
it.
Well, I just jumped into the the details of this.
I get you.
All right. This doesn't sound too amazing, but it is amazing. So this is the Matador Pocket Blanket.
I actually had this on my list and you stole it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, it's because I stole it.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't see it on your list.
I know.
Anyway.
You didn't, obviously.
So you didn't put your list up.
Mm-mm.
Because you didn't.
No, it was there. There was all of them.
Ow.
I didn't
point. Oh, I didn't check on one of those linkies.
Yeah.
So this Matador pocket blanket is $30.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You will love this blanket. No, so this blanket is, it's no ordinary blanket.
It's
really pretty dang small, but it's like, it has all these awesome features in it. Number one, it's water repellent. So who wouldn't want a blanket? That you could just protect yourself from the elements.
Yeah. Oh, shit, my storm alarm's going off. Put on my Matador.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Pocket size, you just whip that thing out, and then you can cover yourself and protect yourself. Obviously, those watertight things are going to lock in some heat, so you're going to get a little bit of that. Mm. The other things, it's puncture resistant. You know, it's not like a garbage bag.
Oh,
You know, get this all stretched out, and you poke through it.
Yeah.
Then you're going to die. The other thing is it's got little built-in on the corners. It has these like little pockets, and it's got stakes. So you flip them out.
Like a T-bone? Ribeye?
Dang.
Border House?
It's a New York strip.
Yeah. That was stupid. I'm sorry.
Dumbest joke ever. But yeah, it's kind of cool because you can anchor it down.
Yeah.
So anchor the corners down. You could kind of, you know, lay down and make a teepee out of it.
Got a teepee in my pants.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So yeah, waterproof. It's got these little storage pockets.
Yeah.
And it's seriously super tiny. And I would get one if I were you to put in a stocking of your loved one.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have something that small. I mean, it'd be great for a bug out bag or something like that because it's so small, so light.
You should know all about that.
What?
It's so great to have something so small, so light.
Yeah, just so maneuverable, you know?
Yeah, what is it? It weighs 98 grams, which in American, I have no idea what that means.
98 grams? What the hell does that mean? How much ramen is that?
It's probably about the weight of one ramen packet.
One ramen packet. That's how we measure weight around here. Ramen packets. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. You should check it out. I'm telling you. Go to MatadorUp.com.
Matador Up.
Hey, everybody. Matador Up.
Hey, y'all. It's Matador Up. Getting crazy out here.
It's got little pockets in it, too. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So let me show you. Everybody's watching. There she is.
Yeah, look at that matador.
Such a good way of showing it. Through my phone on another...
Ah, text, son.
Anyway, all right, check them out.
Thank you. Pocket blanket number 9. All right, the 10th day of Christmas. These are pretty interesting. Easy power rechargeable batteries. Now, why would you put rechargeable batteries on here, you might say?
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Yeah. But these ones are no ordinary rechargeable batteries, Cameron.
These are easy power.
These are easy power. So what they are is they look like a normal battery, but you flip the top of them, and there's like a USB end.
Oh, really?
You plug that in,
so
and it recharges the battery.
So you don't need a recharge pack? No. Oh, wow. That is pretty
fun. You can plug it into any USB port.
How well would that work?
It sounds... Apparently works fine.
That sounds really crazy.
It does sound crazy, but that's kind of cool. And they actually sell... Like the
because that's what all the ports on those hand cranks and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
It's all USB.
So you could actually have battery-powered stuff that you could charge these batteries with just whatever USB port charger
thing
you
have. Man, that is freaking cool.
So you can get a 4-pack of these batteries for $24.99, and I think that's the double A's. And then you can also get the little charger packs. So there's like a one charger thing that has 4 USB ports in it, so you can charge all of them at once, you know. And,
well, that is pretty impressive, though.
Yeah. I thought it was impressive as well. Obviously, you know, batteries are going to be a big thing that you need in your preps, and that's a good way to have not quite as many if you don't have to, you know, you don't have to have 8,000.
That's pretty sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to be carrying around 16,000 cords.
Yeah, exactly. So take a look at them. It's kind of cool. You can find them at survivalfrog.com, and there's not really like a direct link I can give you. Just... search Easy Power rechargeable batteries. Easy Power USB battery, and you'll find it. It's
cool.
It's pretty easy.
I'm going to do it right now.
Good, good.
All right. On the 11th day of Christmas, this one's called the Jack Pack. No C.
No O.
J-A-K. Pay-A-K.
Yeah.
So the Jack Pack... this is kind of a tricky one to find. I haven't really been able to find like where you purchased this thing. I'm assuming it's not a real thing.
I'm assuming somebody made
came
this
from
up.
An alien spaceship. Because spaceships aren't always alien.
Exactly, yeah.
So this Jack Pack is a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
So first it's a jacket. That's a waterproof jacket with pockets and all that jazz. Oh,
yeah.
But then when you lay down, you can pull out like a net, and you can pull out a top to cover your head. Let me show you how freaking awesome that looks.
It looks like a dead person.
It's a body bag.
It's basically a body bag you wear as a jacket.
Right. So it's a jacket, it's a tent, it's a sleeping bag, and it's also a blanket if you really want it to be.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, I
guess. You can say it's getting pretty serious.
But yeah, check them out somewhere on the internet. No, there's...
Spaceship store something.
Yeah, it actually seems like a pretty cool thing that I could see in like a subscription box.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Oh, what is this jacket?
Yeah.
And it folds out into
What's
some,
this pack? What's this jack pack?
What the jack pack? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All so, right. Yeah. Go check them out. There's, you know, a bunch of pictures online, but nowhere to buy it. But
J-A-K
it's pretty cool.
J-A-K.
Maybe you can make your own.
A-K.
Yeah. J-A-P-A-K.
Yeah. All right. On the 12th day of Christmas, we're very rapidly approaching the end.
I know.
This is the end. So I think a lot of people have probably seen these. I just think they're kind of cool, and they're kind of a cool product, and I think I want to get one for my wife, because she's always cold. Always. The Zippo hand warmers. Have you checked these out much?
I have checked them.
You have?
I wanted one.
I knew you would. I just thought you were a Zippo hand warmer kind of guy.
I got kicked out of school for taking a Zippo lighter to
Did
school.
You?
Completely empty.
What?
They were like, you got a Zippo. And I went into the principal. And I dialed my dad's farm line that was uh-huh. busy. So while I was like, well, yeah, Dad, I got in trouble. And I had my hand over it.
You seriously
yeah,
did?
Yeah, I dialed a fake phone. I was Dad, I'm sorry.
Why did you even call then?
Yeah, he wanted my dad to come or to know that I was in trouble. Oh. I didn't get kicked out. I got... Just like
what suspense. A dumb idiot. That's when you call the parents yourself.
The bishop. the principal was such a... He was a ding-dong.
Principal ding-dong. That's what I call him.
He was. He was an idiot. But I sure took him to town.
Yeah, you showed him what on that, didn't you?
Then I went and started a fire. Yeah.
Yeah, so the Zippo...
Anyway,
hand...
a little off. Yeah. Stay on topic.
Tangent. The Zippo hand warmer, they're kind of cool, yeah. So they have a rechargeable 5200 milliamp lithium ion battery included.
Now that's a battery.
Yeah, for lasting reliable warmth up to 6 hours of runtime. So there's several different types they have. The one I liked was the one that was the rechargeable one,
yeah.
The battery one.
I looked
one.
At the fuel one.
Mm-hmm. So they have that one, but they also have like a little one that looks almost just like a Zippo lighter. But you actually have to use lighter fuel, and then you light it.
Seems so bizarre
thing.
To like light a fire, and I mean, I light a fire in my pants all the time, but
yeah, hey babe,
but I'm
about to light a fire in my pants.
What?
You want to put it out?
Here, look. Yeah, but that it seemed so backwards. You're like, I'm gonna start a fire, put it in my pants.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't seem right, does
but,
it?
But apparently yeah. It works quite well.
So this one has dual-sided heat up to 120 degrees Fahrenheit. That sounds hot. it has 5 heat settings that are adjustable.
That is some kind of hotness right there.
I think it's 120 degrees in my pants right now.
Well, you want to come get in my jackpack?
Check out my jackpack.
I got the jackpack, and I got the Zippo lighter going. Come on in.
We got that matador,
don't
too.
Don't worry, I got the water lily going. We're not going to run out of power.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to go shoot my Benjamin?
Let's see if we can get this joke every piece of gear we
yeah,
have
I'm trying
on
to.
Here.
I'm trying to.
This heat is hydro.
I'm going to shoot a flare real quick.
Hey, baby, this water bottle's self-filling. That water bottle ain't going to fill itself. Oh, this water bottle.
Come on,
self-filling.
Sit on down on this blanket. Matador blanket.
Sit on down on the blanket. We're going to watch that water bottle fill itself.
Hey, go check on Water Lily. It's running. Just a little hot breeze blowing. Gets it charged.
Hot. Whoa, storm alarm.
I got to go.
Got to go. About to rain.
I'll track my position. I'll pull it over.
Yeah.
I'll come back.
Anyways, you can find the Zippo hand warmer. The bigger one's $37.90 on Amazon. And then you get the smaller ones for like
$37.90.
Yeah.
Just make it $38.
I know. And then the smaller ones are like $15 or something like that. So check them out.
I want to. I want to start a fire in my pants.
I know you
I
do.
I want to go get one.
You absolutely do. So. And that's the 12 Days of Prepper Christmas. I know you guys have been looking forward to this all year, and now it's here.
Now it's done.
Now it's over. It's like Thanksgiving. It's just like, it was a turkey.
Just
5 minutes
good
later.
Stuff, good stuff. It's over?
It's over.
Yeah. So yeah. Check them out. They're all, half of them are on Amazon, and
yeah.
Half of them you'll never find ever.
Exactly.
So enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, let's get into some reviews, huh?
Yeah. So,
oh, you know what? I do... I do want to throw in an honorable mention.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Because I really want one of these.
Okay.
So, if you guys have seen our video of the BioLite camp stove.
Yeah. I've seen it.
So, they have, I think it's still kind of in a Kickstarter. Have you seen that fire pit?
I have.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to use that BioLite camp stove, and I was pretty fascinated with the technology. Mm. Like how it, you know, when you turn it on and it blows down inside and just gets some fire going. I just thought it was pretty cool that it was like... I
feel fire in my
it
pants.
It seemed like it's just, it just did its own thing.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. Yeah. Anyways, this fire pit, it generates like a massive amount of heat because, you know, you can burn the logs real quick because it's just... injecting air right into the bottom of the fire.
Yeah.
And it's real clean. It's smokeless, which is so sweet.
Yeah.
So stick that in the middle of your camp.
Yep.
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they did really well on their Kickstarter. I think they like overfunded by like 9,000%.
Oh, I bet. It looks cool. Like it's like super clean. And I think it's $299.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Worth a
look.
No,
I think it's $199.
Worth a look.
No, I think it's $2.99.
We don't know how much it is, guys.
You know what? I'm going to pull it up right now.
You do that, son.
Yeah, so anyway, we can move on to the reviews. I just that was an honorable mention. That was one thing I was like, oh, man, this should be like 13th day of Christmas.
Yeah.
But then it just wouldn't have been very cool. It's $1.99.
$1.99.
Okay.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Okay. Reviews, guys. So a nice little lady from Southern Bell Products sent us over some little everyday carry bags for our wives to check out. You know, usually all the gear's for us and our wives don't give a crap. But we got some women's
stuff. We made
them
give a crap.
Yeah, we said, hey, send those over. We're going to have our women's take a look at these.
Yeah.
We got two of them. I only have the one here because I don't think you didn't bring the other one, right?
I didn't.
You didn't. So we got
it's
two.
It's in use.
It is in use. And my wife has actually been using this quite a bit. So these are little everyday carry bags. Designed with a woman in mind. That's what it says.
Surely was.
Yeah, it absolutely was. So what these are, will you look and see how much these things are?
Yeah.
I need to take a look at it. But you can check them out at southernbellproducts.com. So basically these bags are just like jam-packed full of stuff. Like there's so much crap in here. My wife's already used a bunch of it. But I'm just going to pull out some of it and she can take a look.
Your wife.
I mean, look at this.
Survivalist.
I know. Look at this. And it's not really as much survival as it is like everyday carry
stuff.
No, it's
smart.
Yeah, like this is like a nail polish remover pad, Pepto-Bismol, ibuprofen. This has like some hair crap, down there wipes. no, I'm not joking. Look.
I know. Yeah. I saw those.
And then there's like little, so this has like got some lip balm. It's got some Listerine packets. It's got... what is that thing? Is that like a little? What is that?
This thing?
No, the top right here, like a little injector thing or something. I don't know. It's got some paper clips, some bobby pins, little.
I don't know if that's for makeup or cleaning your teeth.
I don't know. Sewing kit.
It's from CVS. It's got to be for
a
cleaning.
Pen. There is literally it is jam packed full. I think it had some mace in there or something too. Maybe?
Yeah, my wife, the little lip balm in there,
loved it.
She uses it like all the time now.
Oh, really? Nice.
Like, great product.
Look at all of the stuff in here. Like, literally, like...
Yeah.
It
looks like a woman's purse.
It really does.
But packed
in a
outside
nice, neat,
of her purse.
Yeah, a nice, neat little Purell wipes. I think this is the mace. There's some mace. Little survival bracelet. Anyways, there's
key
just,
to
like,
your heart.
Tons... Where are you keeping that in a bag somewhere? Anyways, so these were actually really cool, and you might as well at least take a look at it, southernbellproducts.com.
Yeah. So awesome that they put together a survival pack for women because...
A lot of people don't do that.
A lot of times, you know, I'm the one packing stuff away, and I'm like, yeah, you got to use the Old Spice stuff because that's
exactly.
All I got.
So go check her out, southernbellproducts.com.
Yeah. I can't really... The site's not...
That's all right. We'll figure it out.
Good.
You guys can go see
it. Why don't you guys
it?
Just do it? I'm not doing it.
Gosh, don't make us do everything.
Yeah.
So the other thing we have to review today is the Hydralyte. H-Y-D-R-A.
Okay. Sorry, I found it. Everyday bag designed for women, $70.
Okay, and then there's the smaller one too, right?
And then they got one for men, $40.
Okay.
And then they got survival bag for women, smaller, $35.
Yeah. And they're all jammed. It's not just the bag itself. You get the bag, but then it's like full of
crap. They
have
little teeny cans. You know, this would be awesome to give, you know, like a little stocking stuffer for your your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
Or your girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoever, your sister, your mother.
Your teacher.
Your aunt.
Yeah, your medical provider.
Exactly. Medical provider.
Your mayor.
Your mayor.
Maybe maybe your mail delivery person.
I was going to say that, and you beat me to it.
Postwoman.
Postwoman, yep. Yeah, so Hydrolite. Cameron, this product fascinates me a little bit, too.
This is pretty this is pretty sci-fi.
It is pretty sci-fi. So what this is... It
looks like it's from Tron, even.
It does. It looks like it belongs, like, on...
User.
The Millennium Falcon or something, because it really looks Star Wars-ish.
It does.
But what it is a flashlight, and it is powered by water.
That doesn't make sense.
That don't make no sense, but it actually works. So what there is Cam is pulling it out right now. There's a fuel cell
pulling
inside.
Pulling out the filter, that is.
Pulled it out. So there's a fuel cell in there, and basically what you do is you dip that in water. You dip it in for like 10 seconds. You pull it out. You pull it out, and then you shake it vigorously.
Yep.
and then you put it back into the thingamabopper, the Hydrolite.
Yeah.
Right? And what that does is that powers the light for up to 100 hours.
Super bizarre.
Yeah. So the light isn't super bright.
How bizarre? How bizarre?
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating.
Oh my God, is that song.
Sorry about that.
Oh, man. So anyways.
It's really pretty light, too.
Yeah, it's light.
I wonder how heavy the cell is when it has water in it.
It's not, well, I mean, that is.
Oh, yeah, you dip it in and dip it out, huh?
Yeah.
How do you dip it out? I don't know.
I don't know. So, it's really interesting.
It looks like one of the things you put in your hair for perms.
Yeah, or like a vacuum filter or something like that.
Wait, but, this is a vacuum filter.
But you can actually dip that at least 4 times. Sometimes you can get 5 dips.
Mm, dip it.
So, it's like 500 hours of lights. Up to 500 hours of light.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
Weird scientist stuff.
Yeah, so you can find them at hydrolite.com. They're like $30, you know?
That's so cheap for such
but as you
crazy
can see,
technology.
I mean, it's not like super bright right now.
It's dead right
is
now.
Is it dead? Oh, you.
So it isn't bright at all.
It's not bright at all.
As a matter of fact, it doesn't work right
now.
So
it says up to 100 hours. I don't believe it because I've dipped it twice already. And I didn't get 100 hours out of it. So we're going to have to keep playing with it and testing it. But it's cool to kind
of... Is that the crap out of the filter?
I don't think
so. Did you dunk it in your toilet?
I don't know. Fecal matter.
The
floating turd
kind of plugged up some of the filter holes.
It didn't necessarily say if you could use your toilet as a dipper or not. So I just went ahead and did it.
It went, got stuck down in the food disposal, but it worked pretty good.
Yeah. So anyway, check them out, hydrolite.com.
That is pretty cool.
It's worth a look.
Very different.
You know, it's worth a look.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick, Cam. It's worth a look.
No, I think it's pretty sweet.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right, fine. It's time for that. So it may not be the most exciting medical tip, but I want to talk to you about Bactrim sulfa.
What?
So, the antibiotic sulfa. So, you can get sulfa in fish antibiotics. Now, I want to tell you right now.
Sulfa is an antibiotic?
Sulfa is an antibiotic.
Okay.
Don't use it because you think you're smart. You know, it is against the law to practice without a medical license. So if you were to give yourself fish
practicing.
Antibiotics, technically,
I'm
it would be.
Practicing, man.
So anyway, I'm just trying to practice. So sulfa antibiotics are pretty broad spectrum. The thing that, you know, you can get them in fish
you're
antibiotics.
You're so full of shit.
No, I'm not. What? What are you talking about?
The sulfa. So full of shit.
Stupid jokes.
That
one
was good. That one was good. Come on, man.
So, pretty commonly prescribed for bladder infections.
Mm.
It comes as Bactrim's brand name. It's sulfamethoxazole trimethoprim.
Mm. Sounds delicious.
So, the fish antibiotic comes in the correct dose for adults.
Yeah.
And or bird antibiotics, even.
Bird?
Yeah.
I don't trust that. I don't like birds.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
But yeah, so if you pick up a bottle of these, this is what you can use it to treat. Some upper and lower respiratory infections like bronchitis. It's great for sinusitis. It's also really good for ear infections. Used in kids.
What about fire in your pants? Will help that?
Actually, yeah, because that's bladder infection.
Oh, yeah.
Could be other STD type stuff. But
yeah.
It also treats cholera, so diarrheas.
Yeah.
Traveling diarrhea.
Oh.
Traveler's diarrhea, I should say.
Yeah.
Skin infections. It's great for staph infections, especially MRSA, M-R-S-A. Oh. And it also will treat acne. If you want to use up your antibiotics on acne, then you should die.
Shit hits the fan. You got a zit.
I want to look good.
I'm just going to take this. We don't need it later.
Yeah. So, great antibiotic. Great coverage for multiple different infections. Mm-hmm. I use it daily.
Do you?
Not for myself.
You shouldn't be using
it. I prescribe it daily.
Okay, I get you.
The other thing is, I talked about burns. The Silvadine cream is a sulfa-based antibiotic cream.
Silvadine.
So it has silver in it that's kind of bacteriostatic, which sulfa basically is too. The way it works is it stops bacteria from replicating. So, and then your body can take care of it. So anyways, this antibiotic can be purchased as fish antibiotics, stored for quite a long time, and it treats multiple types of infection. It's definitely one if you don't have a sulfa allergy, which sulfa does tend to be a little bit, I see quite a bit of allergy to it. But if you know you're not, this is an excellent antibiotic to have available to you and your family. And like we said, have a little dosing calculator for kids because it can be given to them as well. And it's just a little delicious antibiotic. You will love it.
So full.
And you can treat your fish and birds, obviously.
Yeah, well, I don't care about the damn birds, honestly.
So, there you have it.
Yeah.
Antibiotic, sulfa, antibiotic, delicious. It's great.
Delicious.
So, yeah, if you haven't, if you've gotten any fish antibiotics yet, Cipro and sulfa are great.
Nice.
Cipro is another one that has multiple uses.
That's good.
So, yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Cameron.
You bet.
That was really nice of you.
Sure was.
Well, guys, thank you. You've now gone through another podcast, and you've made it. You've lived, and you're at
the other
end
of it. You've got a bunch of gifts to give.
Yeah.
You can even give them some sulfa antibiotics.
Exactly. So, we might be starting back up our other podcast that we thought we were going to do at one point. So you just kind of keep an eye on it because it might happen.
Yeah.
Basement Nation podcast. And it won't have anything to do with this.
It's just going
to
wing. It's just going to be a discussion, throw a bunch of voices in and talk about stuff that doesn't ever correlate with each other.
It won't be survival in any way, shape, or form.
You just like to listen, have fun, and learn nothing, we can do that for you.
Basement Nation podcast.
Right.
Anywhere you get podcasts.
We just love podcasting, so we're just going to BS and have no information for anybody.
Sure.
Just news and talking.
Yeah, exactly.
And stuff.
Yeah. So anyways, thank you. We appreciate you, and we will see you at a later time.
Mm-hmm. Bye.